It's July 5th, 5:52 p.m. and day one of the holidays. Yeah, it's the first day, full day of the holidays. Of course, that meant that we woke up still at 6:30 in the morning and we were actually out of bed by 7:30. Maria was feeling like, okay, she'd finished her photography work, maybe we've got to clean the flat. We've also going to have the kids today. For the last time, well, not for the last time ever, but they're off to Chiapas for a holiday with their uncles. So today was the last day that we were having them. Danny was at a sleepover last night, so we were waiting for the phone call. She phoned and it appeared that we went to pick her up. It appeared that during the sleepover, around about 3 o'clock, she fell asleep. And when she fell asleep, everybody went out for tacos. So she was looking, wanting tacos, so we decided to start the day off with tacos de birria from a store on the side of the road, which started off with 5 tacos. We got home, and Danny, as Danny does, fell asleep, and I went off and read a bit more of Alex's book. It's complicated, it's difficult, it's hard, it's a hard read, and I fell asleep in the middle of it, so I stopped reading for a bit. Maria carried on cleaning the flat, and then we went and picked Nikos up from his summer club. He's at a summer school thing where they do stuff, and they're now in the house playing on the Wii. I'm sort of sat watching a bit of rugby. Tonight we're going to try using this Google Plus thing and have a chat with Gabo about photography, or Maria's going to use it, and that's about it. Although I've had 2 emails from school, one to point out that I didn't do something, well, not to point out that I didn't do something, I had sent an email to the school to say this needs to be done before the year finishes, and so I got an email to say, yeah, we didn't do that. And the other email was, my FM3 expires in July 24th. And my FM3 is what, there's the permission that allows me to work in this country. I've actually been working for 5 years now, which means I can move to an FM2. And the FM3 is very specific. I'm only allowed to work in one specific place. And that's all I'm qualified for. Once you get an FM2, you can work anywhere you like, and basically you are a fully fledged Mexican. I can't vote is about the only thing held back from that, but my immigration status changes. Every year they cock this up. I mean, for those of you who followed me for the 5 years I've been here in Mexico, you know, every year I go and I tell them, oh, my papers are going to expire, and then they go, oh. And then they all go on holiday and we start again in August and I'm not officially registered. So I started this one 2 months ago. 2 months ago, because I really wanted the change from the FM3 to the FM2. Because, of course, if I'm thinking of taking up another job, it's really important that I can therefore work from home legally. And I got an email today because I've spent 2 months saying, we ought to do something. And I got an email today saying, we've been trying to do something, but it appears that, you'll never guess what, the paperwork has disappeared. But don't worry, we've found it. We still will get you an FM2. So I could well have to go into work tomorrow to start signing off on the paperwork. But it does look like the school's going to provide me with an FM2, which is really quite exciting. Because, of course, that's my stepping stone to working, well, changing immigration status, so I then, as I say, can work and do anything I like. And that's basically day one of the holidays. Up early, and then a bit of a sleep during the day, and eating a lot of tacos. Read a bit of book, watched the Tour de France, the next stage of it, and watching a bit of rugby. Oh, it's the exciting life I lead. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.